home. I've learned a lot within the last 24 to 48 hours, so I'm going to talk about this topic. This topic is something that I didn't even realize and may be a key. That may be a key that's keeping me from being as successful as I want to be. So we'll be talking about pride. It's the reason why they say pride cometh before the fall. We're going to be talking about 10 subtle ways that show up in your life that actually let you know if you are prideful. And when I got my toes stepped on, I was like, wow, I think this will be some powerful information to share tonight. You know, pride shows up in so many different ways, but sometimes it's so subtle, we don't know that it's actually pride, because we don't necessarily study pride. We don't necessarily talk about pride a lot, and we see it in severe cases, and we're able to say, they got pride. But what about those little subtle ways? What about the little subtle things that happen in your life that let you know that you're prideful that you may not be aware of? And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. So if you notice, my energy level is just a tad bit lower, because this is very serious. It's extremely serious, and it hit me to the core, and that's why I'm wanting to share it in a very serious way. I just want to make sure that you understand tonight about pride and some of the subtle ways that let you know if you may have some pride that you don't know you have. And I'll tell you what, it's so crazy, because when you start looking at the list, you be like, oh, I have done that before, or oh, you know, I'm actually doing that, or wow, I just did that yesterday. So pride can keep us from a lot of things that we are wanting to be blessed, and our creator, whomever that is for you, is wanting to bless you. But if we don't understand the level of pride that we have, we may be blocking blessings and blocking opportunities and blocking, you know, a whole bunch of good things that we may not know that we're blocking. So let's go ahead and get started. It's 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about pride tonight. We're going to give you 10 little subtle ways that can let you know if pride is in you. Now, I want you to be authentic tonight as you get your pad and your pencil and you write down these 10 things. And I want you to really contemplate over them to see when you may or may not do these things and what circumstances come about that have this show up. If you notice and you're really ready to be authentic tonight, because truly, you know, I used to get told, you know, Sharon, if I'm gonna operate on you, don't get up with the knife still in you, okay? So I'm really wanting everybody to really take some notes tonight. We're gonna talk about 10 subtle ways to know when pride is present, okay? Number one. And I'm going to say I, because I'm going to just take it on, so I don't say you like I'm accusing you of something, okay? So I'm going to take it from an I perspective. When I assume I already know something when someone is teaching me something. Number one, when I assume I already know something when someone else is trying to teach me something. That lets me know pride is present. Two, when I see myself as too good to perform a certain task. Will I work at McDonald's? Will I clean a toilet? Do I see myself too good to perform certain tasks? That's number two. And again, I'm saying this from a perspective, because I want to make sure that you're really able to absorb the information. Number three, being too proud to ask for help. Now, y'all, I just had this happen yesterday. I was sitting in my house. I came home from work. Kids were there, and I was thinking, Lord, what am I going to feed these kids? And as soon as I said that, 30 seconds, my phone rang. And Letitia Blyther asked me, she said, Sharon, do you need some food? And the first thing I wanted to say was no. No. When I knew I needed some food, I wanted to say no because I didn't want to appear that I needed any help. And I want y'all to really listen to me tonight, because truly, I said yes anyway. Even though everything in me wanted to say no, I forced myself to say yes. I actually received the food that I needed, that I had just prayed about to the Lord. And my cupboards are running over, my refrigerator's running over, my freezer is running over. And it wouldn't have been that way if I would have said no. So please listen to me tonight. Number three was being too proud to ask for help. Number four, feeling the need to constantly teach other people something. Feeling the need to constantly teach other people something. Number five, talking about yourself a lot and not listening to others. And you're constantly wanting to turn the conversation back around to yourself, to myself. I want to come from an I perspective instead of a you perspective. So I'm going to say, I'm talking about myself a lot. And I will always find a way to turn the conversation back around to myself. If I'm doing that, then pride is afoot. Number six, thinking you are better than others that may be different or may be less fortunate than I am. So I don't even think that I do that, but I have to be real with myself. Do I judge people? Do I look at the homeless person and turn my nose up at them? Do I pass janitors and people in the hall that clean up a building and don't even speak? I mean, it can show up in so many different ways. So that's why I want us to really, really take a look at ourselves tonight when it comes to pride. That's number six. Number seven, when you actually disregard advice from others, you just disregard it. Someone is giving you some advice and you blow it off because you know better than they know. No, excuse me. I know better than they know. Number eight, when I consistently criticize, if I'm critical of others on a regular basis, I can always find something critical to say in any and every situation. Pride is afoot. Number nine, when I consistently need attention and affirmation. When I'm in a situation and if I am in relationship with another individual, do I consistently need attention and affirmation? And number 10, am I unable to receive constructive criticism from others? See, pride comes before the fall. And if you are, and I've realized, and I just had to say, when I was just reading over these, I was like, ooh, I have found myself doing that from time to time. So I have to be authentic because, you know, he or she who accepts the blame or accepts the responsibility grows. These are subtle ways that pride comes up in your life. And if you don't get a handle on it or know when they're showing up, you will absolutely block your blessings, block opportunities, and not even know that you're doing it. I am completely guilty. I mean, I have assumed that I've already know something when somebody's trying to teach me something. I've done that, especially if it sounds like something I've heard before. I have seen myself too good to perform a task. Matter of fact, I've seen myself too good to live certain places in a certain neighborhood. So I know I have done that before. If I'm just being real, you know, I'm keeping it real tonight. I'm keeping it 100 with you because pride comes before the fall. I have been too proud to ask for help because I don't want to appear to be weak. I don't want to appear like I am less than because I am trying to do something. And I don't, you know, if someone has to help me, it makes me feel like I'm not strong. Okay? I've been there. I have been, you know, in a situation where I, you know, found myself talking about myself and didn't even realize that I was talking about myself a lot in the conversation because the other person was just listening. I mean, I have done that before. I have thought I was better. If I'm being honest, I have thought I was better than people who are less fortunate than me or different from me. I have thought that at certain points and times in my life. It's not consistent, but I've had that thought. You know, when I see homeless people sometime, I've had a thought like that. I'm just going to keep it real. Number 7, I've disregarded advice from others. And I promise you, I wish that I had listened. Every time I have disregarded advice from others, didn't realize it was pride, I have regretted it every single time. If I would have taken that advice, my life would have not gone through so many trials and tribulations that it's gone through. And like I said, I'm keeping it 100 with you tonight. I'm not trying to put on any airs. I'm just letting you know that I didn't know that some of these subtle things that come up when pride is afoot that's kept me from being blessed by my God because I chose to be prideful. I have been critical. I have been critical of other people. I have been critical of myself, and especially myself. I mean, sometimes I'm so critical of myself, I can get in a depressed state. It don't be long, but I can just wear myself out. And I've been, you know, in a situation where I needed attention and constant affirmation from others to remind myself of who I am. I mean, these are all things that have shown up in my life at different times and different states, depending on what was going on. And I just have to admit it and say, wow, that was pride? I didn't know that that was considered being prideful. But how much have I missed out on being prideful? Unable to receive constructive criticism when somebody is just offering you a different view on what you may think about yourself or about what you're doing. And if they're willing to give you the feedback, why not take it? It's a gift. It's somebody giving you a view you don't have. And if you take that gift and are able to do something with it, you become better. This is what I found. So pride is something that we just gotta look at, you know, and just know that other people can assist us with our dreams. Other people can help us get there. It's not a one-pony show. It's not a situation where you have to do everything all by yourself. Sometimes instead of being a no, you need to be a yes. Sometimes instead of saying I'm okay, you need to say I'm not okay. Sometimes if somebody say, are you okay or what's wrong, you need to just say, thank you for asking and let me tell you what's wrong. Sometimes the faking it till you're making it don't always work. You don't have to always fake like you're okay when you're not okay. That's pride. And so many times, God is sending people in our lives to help out a situation, and we have too much pride to say yes. And we say no, and then we suffer, and then we resent God for not sending an answer. It's almost like the man that was on the roof and it was flooding, his whole area was flooding, and he got on the top of his house and wasn't nothing around him but water, and he's praying, God, please come save me. God, come save me. And a man in a boat came by. He said, come on, sir, get in the boat. He said, no, God is going to save me. And the man's like, come on, you better come on, the water's rising. He said, no, I'm waiting on God. And then the man pulled off, and then there was a helicopter. And the man with the helicopter pulled down the ladder and said, hey, come on, get on this ladder. We're trying to save you. He said, no, God is going to save me. I'm waiting on God. And he said, okay, well, there's nothing we can do. We got to go help some other people. And then he dies. And he gets up there and he said, God, why did you forsake me? He said, well, God said, what are you talking about? I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. So tonight, know that God is sending people in your lives. Know that he is sending help. Know that he wants you to get to where you are trying to go. But if you don't know how to say yes, if you don't know how to say I need help, if you don't know and don't have the courage to let people know when you're vulnerable, and when you do need them, guess what? You don't get the help you need. So tonight, just think about this list. Just think about where pride is showing up in your life. And I promise you, today, from this day forward, when you recognize pride is there, snap yourself out of it and be a yes to the world. Be a yes to your blessings. Be a yes to your opportunities. And don't worry about what people think about you, because it ain't none of your business. Don't worry about how you look to others, because you look fantastic to your God. You have to stand up and just be accounted for. And the Lord say, ask not and you have not. So I want you to get in the habit of asking. Don't worry about how it looks. Don't worry about how you feel about it. Just ask.